to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams, live here in the Right Side studios, local, state, national. Man, I'm telling you, we do cover all the issues. Saving the world one soundbite at a time, I like to say. Solid conservative, just plain right. Have I got a? I do have a. Oh, it's Jeff from Indiana. Jeff, how you doing today, man? Do I have Jeff? All right. Hey, is that Jeff from Indiana? Where are you at? Boomer.
Can you hear me?
I got you now, brother. How you doing?
All right. We're doing great, Phil. What are you trying to do? Get yourself shut out off of YouTube? You're calling a man a man. I mean, come on. You know, we're talking about unicorns here, baby.
You're making it worse by calling them unicorn people on the show.
Well, you know, this community is the most inclusive community there ever was. So
certainly.
why would you put anybody else out? Because, I mean, they apparently include everybody no matter what you are.
You know.
So what does this call them? Let's just call them the community of people. I'm part of and you're part of.
You know, that's going too far, Jeff. That's going way too far. We got diversity, equity, and inclusion we have to think about here. I mean, wow.
Well, yeah. How about the inclusion part? We're including everybody, so this is we got everybody. I mean, skinheads, Ku Klux Klansmen. I mean, you know, where does it end at?
now, by the way, it's even getting to the point that we're not even including people. We're including people that don't think they're people. They call themselves furries. They believe that they identify now as animals. I just don't know how to quite to respond to that, except to say there are treatments for these mental disorders. What do you think?
Only people I can think that they're being non-inclusive of is actually normal people.
Yeah.
So if you're oddball, you're the oddball community, I'd say.
Well, yeah, and I guess that goes to why a little while ago I had an article, Senator Ted Cruz was taking to task the diversity, equity, and inclusion director for the Department of State. They had an email that said they weren't going to be hiring straight, white, Christian males. So how's that for inclusion?
Well, I'm discrimination. That's discrimination.
I know.
I think I should sue somebody. I might want to go work for them.
I mean, I'm guessing that you and Boomer and I, we might as well not even fill out the application. It's just, you know, we're danged if we do.
How long is it going to be before we start getting tattoos on our arms, man?
What we getting unicorn tattoos? What are you doing?
Apparently, you know, if we're included, you know, the Jews had a lot of tattoos on their arms.
Oh, that's true. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm kind of feeling like I'm in that group right now, the way they're going.
Well, you know what? Don't take a knee to them, man. Whatever you do. In fact, I think I know better than even say that to you, but don't take a knee to them, man. That's where we got to be. We got to stay on our feet the entire time.
I'm too fat and dilapidated to get down and get back up again anyway.
And I'm just too ornery. So between us, we ain't kneeling. But, hey, Jeff,
there you go.
Appreciate you, man. Thanks for calling in. You have a great day. All right. Wow. That's one of my favorites. I love it when Jeff from Indiana calls in. That's one of the cool things about this show. We have a ton of people that get way outside the broad range of our AM/FM capability here on Right Side Radio. A lot of folks stream it. You can. By the way, I always say it. Anywhere in the whole wide world, go to the World Wide Web, click on rightsideradio.org. That's our website, rightsideradio.org. And there's a place on there where you can do listen live or podcasts or video. It's all on one page. So I just want to encourage you, if you find yourself getting outside the overly broad range of our AM/FM capability, which is basically over half the state, and even parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and Mississippi, then just know this. You can go to the website, click on Listen Live, and no matter where you is, there we is what I like to say. And that's why we have folks like Jeff from Indiana who calls in, and we got Jerome in Rome. Hope you're doing well over there, bud. We got you got Steve up in Tennessee. We got, who else? We got people in, I know we got people in Michigan. We got people in Virginia. We got people in California, Louisiana, South Alabama. I'm just saying, And then there's that podcast that we were talking about earlier, Boomer, with 65,300 downloads now.
That's huge.
Huge with California. Hello, California. We love you out there on the left coast. California being our second biggest podcast audience. I can't explain that, but I like it. I like it a lot. By the way, did I ever tell you, Boomer, I used to live in California. Did you know that?
Really?
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the eclectic life of Phil Williams.
Wow. Guess what? I lived there for a very short stint.
Where do you live in California?
Right in the Hollywood area.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm. I worked on a few movies.
There's a story here somewhere.
Just a few little stories.
Well, we did when I was in sixth, seventh grade. I lived literally in Orange County in Laguna. Yeah. Yep, sure enough, I did. And then I escaped. But, okay, listen, you want to call in, by the way, the new phone number here is 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-68-RIGHT. We'll take those calls. Hey, moving on now, you might want to know this. When government goes woke, that's number one on the triple dipper. How about this? The state of California spent an estimated $500 million on diversity, equity, and inclusion initiatives, including $50,000 on racial equity for their fishing department. I'm just saying. It points out that here a conservative nonprofit estimates that California spent over $500 million, including $50,000 on racial equity training for the state Fish and Wildlife Department. The Center for Organizational Research and Education, I'm looking at a story from Fox News, by the way, from about 2 weeks ago. It says diversity, equity, and inclusion is becoming California's newest billion-dollar industry on the taxpayer dime. That's just messed up, man. They took out over 400 Public Records Act requests, compiled the data, and it says the results are unmistakable. Spending related to DEI, that's the diversity, equity, and inclusion, and critical race theory framed activities is a vast and growing component of taxpayer-funded spending in California. I mean, like, wow. I can name you the departments. $180,000 for the California Department of Conservation on those DEI initiatives. Just on and on and on. The report also found that below the state level, even California counties and cities spend $110 million at the county level. Wow. All right. Hey, I got a caller. Oh, yeah, Brian from Huntsville, line one. Brian from Huntsville. Brian, how you doing today, man?
I'm doing hoo-ah.
Hoo-ah. How are you, sir?
Doing well. And based on Jeff from Indiana and your call and everything, I'm sitting there and I've got to renew my hunting license and fishing license here in Alabama pretty shortly. And I'm wondering, I don't see anything about furries on that list. And I'm wondering if anybody can enlighten me. That was it, sir. You have a blessed day.
Oh, God. There is no, there is no license. We're going to be banned from YouTube. Our live streaming is going to get shut down. So, all right, listen, what a great audience. Moving on here, I'm not even going to go down that road. So moving on here, sure, call in, by the way. This is great content, 833-68-RIGHT. That's 833-68-RIGHT is the phone number here to the Right Side Studio. Number one of the triple dipper, when government goes woke. Here's one for you. This will make you mad. You ready? All you green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal, just know that the military is headed down this way if you haven't already figured it out. A video, according to WTKR local channel in Norfolk, Virginia, dated June 22nd of this year. A video posted by the U.S. Navy, that's right, our vaunted U.S. Navy, the greatest Navy in the history of the world. A video posted by the U.S. Navy is sparking debate about the military and attitudes towards the LGBTQ community. The video was recently posted to the Defense Visual Information Distribution Service, known as DVIDS. I've seen DVIDS many times, which is a website where the military posts pictures and videos. It shows two naval engineers. Here you go. Ready? Two naval engineers talking about using someone's preferred pronouns and what to do if a sailor doesn't know someone's pronouns. How about this? Stop it. Stop. I mean, you're on ship. You know what? What you do on shore leave is going to be your business. You're on ship duty. Don't bring that crap in there. It has no place. The article says former Navy SEAL Robert O'Neill, who was part of the team that killed Osama bin Laden, tweeted out, "Your pronouns are shipmate and shipmates." There, I just saved the taxpayer millions by avoiding ridiculously useless training. Totally agree, Rob. Thank you for your service. So when government goes woke, you find this stuff everywhere. Sometimes it's laughable. Sometimes it's worrying. And sometimes, by the way, it's just coercive. Here's another coercive for you. You ready? Dated July 26th, that'd be yesterday, the Postmillennial reports, headline, Biden demands that insurance companies cover medical gender transition and abortion. Okay, here we go. The Biden administration on Monday afternoon announced a new plan to modify the Affordable Care Act. I'm telling you, when John McCain refused to put the thumbs up on abolishing Obamacare, he left us with things that were predictable, like this. And so now, right now, the Biden administration on Monday announced a new plan to modify the Affordable Care Act to remove safeguarding measures that currently prevent children from having easy access to sex change treatments, or as Biden calls it, gender affirmation care. By the way, you're not affirming, you're changing. All right? They do this. They like to make the words sound more innocent, kind of like reproductive health care for abortion. Well, you're not reproducing. It's like non-reproductive health care if you get down to it. All right, back to the article. The treatments include puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries that make one's body appear more like the opposite sex. The proposal applies to Obamacare health plans, Medicaid, and Medicare. Oh, boy. The proposed rule issued by the Department of Health and Human Services, headed by Javier Becerra and Assistant HHS Secretary, the one that calls himself Dr. Rachel Levine, a biological male who identifies as transgender and likes to wear his uniform because it makes him feel big, also seeks to allow women to receive abortions by reinterpreting discrimination on the basis of sex to include access to pregnancy termination. So here's the deal. What they're basically doing, what it boils down to is this. Biden is demanding that if you are a healthcare organization that receives federal funding, you know what that means? That's Medicare. That's Obamacare. Healthcare organizations that receive federal funding would then be prevented from discriminating against gender transitions and abortion. In other words, if we can't kill your babies and mess up your kids, we're gonna take it out on you. And so the Biden administration is demanding coverage for gender transitions and abortion if you receive federal funds for medical care. Wow. All right. I got a caller. Tell you what, give me a thumbs up, man, when you're ready on that caller over there. There's just so much here. You got a caller? Boomer, you good to go?
Yeah, we're good.
All right, man. I'll tell you what. Line one. Ray from ARAB. Ray, how you doing today?
Quite well, and yourself?
I'm good, sir. Thank you. What's on your mind?
Just wanting to share about a Huntsville company that a couple of weeks ago sent out email to employees notifying them that they had pronoun badges that they could pick up and wear if they chose to.
Pronoun badges?
Pronoun badges.
So, like, it's not obvious when you look at someone, you have to find... Okay.
Agreed.
He, she, them, that, him, her.
I mean... It's not complicated.
No, it should not be complicated. You know, if your name's Bob and you look like a dude, you probably don't need to have somebody know to call you he and him, right?
I guess for the most part, maybe it would be more applicable if it have identity pronoun badges that those who choose otherwise could wear. So.
Wow. All right, Ray. I guess you probably don't. You want to name the company or leave it alone right now.
I'll just leave it alone.
All right, good enough. Appreciate you, man. Thanks for being in the audience. Hey, Boomer, I ran long, dude. I guess we got to take a break. By the way, Boomer's a dude. Just in case you didn't know,
dude, a complete dude.
All right, folks. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Nothing but dudes here right now in the studio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. All right, we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. Broadcasting across the greater part of North Alabama. Thank you for being with us right now. Hey, I got a caller, a new caller on line one. Glad to have him. Tom from Huntsville. Tom, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing well, Phil.
Good. What's on your mind?
I was going to tell you, I met a woman in the grocery store. She talked about her son that was in the Army, I believe.
Yeah.
But anyway, he's in a teaching position, and two weeks ago they called him off and said, look, you're going to recruiting immediately, we've really lowered the standards. We've got to get everybody in we can. And the thought went through my mind, how long is it going to be before the government comes out with a poster of Uncle Sam with his beard shaven and wearing a skirt?
Uncle Susie at that point, I guess. Or dare we say that Uncle Sam is now non-binary in order to be inclusive for everybody?
I would have to say.
I would have to say no. I would have to be wrong. I mean, Tom, appreciate it, man. And thank you very much.
You're welcome. I'll call again.
Please do.
I'm a transplant from the Midwest. I've been here 6 years. Didn't come down for the weather or work. Longer story, but I can give you some insights and in what I've seen and hear, and so I'll be calling back.
You call back, man. We appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. Will do, Phil.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's cool. Love new callers. By the way, coming up here at the bottom of the hour, I'm going to have a short break or a short segment here because I ran long on the last segment, but coming up at the 3:30 break, the Grand Council. That's one of my favorite times of every single week when we have brethren who do talk radio around the state call in, and we ping each other with questions, and we, you know, go back and forth. We don't even know the questions in advance. We just kind of hit each other up to see what we think about different things, and it winds up getting pretty entertaining. Dale Jackson is going to be with us, as always, from WVNN in Huntsville, and Tim Melton from Birmingham. We'll have both of them on for the Grand Council coming up here in just a few minutes. Now, I got to tell you, my computer may start melting down in a minute if I don't get off this website, but I am right now on the LGBTQIA Resource Center online. I'm there right now, and I did it to look up pronouns. I mean, so first of all, they and them is not singular. I don't care what you say. And what galls me is that they think they can make the English language do whatever they want to do. What pronouns do you use? They and them. Who are y'all? No, we is they. Who's I'm they? What does that even mean? How about this? Z and zer and zer self and zers. I don't even know where that comes from. Z, like here's an example. Z reminded zer self to pick up zer umbrella before going outside. What the frick does that even mean? I mean, so first of all, if you are in a position of being an educator and you allow this to happen in your class while you're also teaching grammar, you should lose your job. But it's just where it is. Enough of this. Government going woke. I didn't even get to all of it. I got more stuff we didn't even get to. But, folks, I'm just telling you, don't take the knee. Don't take the knee. Don't take the knee, because taking the knee, they always want more. All right, coming up next, the Grand Council. Y'all stay tuned. This will be good. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We will be right back.